Thank you, everyone, for joining us for the Patient Podcast. My name is Jasmohan Bajaj. I'm the co-editor-in-chief of the American Journal of Gastroenterology. Along with my co-editor-in-chief, Dr. Millie Long, we are delighted to have Dr. Ahmed Thelbany, who is a fellow in the University of New Mexico and who has published this very nice paper in the Red Journal called Liver Cleaning Imposters, an Analysis of Popular Online Liver Supplements. Welcome, Dr. Thelbany.
Thank you very much for having me, Dr. Bajaj.
So what is the difference between, what do you mean by liver cleanse or liver detox?
That's the million-dollar question. And to start, there's no such thing. There's no standardized medical definition for a so-called liver cleanse or liver detox. The liver already performs detoxification through well-established pathways. It does not by any means accumulate undefined toxins that would require periodic flushing. The best liver cleanse that a patient can do is protect the liver from any known toxins, managing their possible risk factors and treating any conditions advised by their doctor and reducing or eliminating alcohol consumption. That would be your liver cleanse.
Do any of the supplements that you actually found either in your literature or in your paper actually help cleanse or detoxify the liver as commonly advertised or claimed?
There is no high-quality evidence whatsoever supporting any of the specific claims for toxin elimination that we found in our study. A common supplement known as milk thistle has been studied extensively and demonstrated mixed and inconclusive results in multiple studies. There are other supplements like dandelion or turmeric, and again, the data was largely preclinical and mostly inconsistent in terms of outcomes.
Are there any potential risks or side effects associated with taking supplements marketed for liver cleansing or detoxification?
Absolutely. So there's a multiple reported side effects to these supplements. The biggest concern is usually causing severe damage to the liver. But then there are very common other side effects that would include inducing nausea, diarrhea, vomiting. And there's also a strong risk of these supplements interacting with your typical medications and affecting how they're absorbed by your body.
Are herbal supplements safe and beneficial simply because they're derived from natural sources?
So no, natural does not equal safe. Not only that, but we don't necessarily know exactly what goes in these liver supplements. It can vary from one manufacturer to the other. Dosing can vary. And what's actually there, what's claimed, the substance that's claimed to be inside that pill can also be different from what's actually advertised. And hence, the fact we should look at the word natural as more of an advertising gimmick, not necessarily something that means it's actually safe.
So ultimately, these also are able to interact with medications that the patients are already on. So just because they're natural, we need to be careful. So what advice, and I'm formulating the question in my head, so that's why it's taking some. So what advice would you give to our listeners who may, one, already be on this, two, might actually be considering to be on this, and three, may not be convinced that this may be unsafe?
My advice would be talk to your doctor. We're available here for you. We're your best resource. So reach out to your doctor. If you're already on a supplement or curious about a supplement, definitely reach out to your doctor. And when you reach out to them, explain your reasons behind why you would be interested in a specific supplement. And you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised by the reasoning behind what your doctor will share with you and why such a supplement might not be the best idea. And if I understand a lot of our patients could be driven by to reach out to supplements for several reasons. Either they're highly motivated, you know, to reverse whatever so-called potential damage they think might have caused to their livers, could be possibly because they feel that there could be more that can be done besides traditional medications. And hence, really, if that is the case, I think reaching out to your doctors, having a frank conversation with them would be your best resource.
I think also the important resource would be online with the liver societies and the GI societies. Like most of these societies, including the ACG, have a patient-facing guideline, and we have drug-induced liver injury, which a lot of these supplements are covered as well. So for those who are listening who want scientifically vetted information, patient liver care societies, as well as GI and liver societies, including the American College of Gastroenterology, have patient resources on their website that are freely available. Again, thank you, Dr. Telbany, for your time on this patient podcast. And for our listeners, this is regarding the paper that was published in the Red Journal, Liver Cleaning Imposters and Analysis of Popular Online Liver Supplements. It also has a nice editorial by Dr. Syriac Abbey Phillips. Thank you again.